You're listening to Apple Watch 101 on the Apple This podcast.
Welcome to another Apple Watch feature demo. And in this demonstration, I want to give you a quick look at the calendar app on your Apple Watch. So first of all, let me tap on my watch screen to wake it up.
22:12.
And I'm going to press the digital crown to go to my home screen.
Home. Clock.
And on the particular arrangement on my home screen of my Apple Watch, I'm going to flick to the left to get to the calendar app.
Mail. Activity. Double post. Passport. Weather. Trip view. Twitterific. Alarm. Phone. Calendar.
And keep in mind, you're going to hear an app there that is not in the default apps, because I've installed a few apps on my Apple Watch. And in particular, for example, there was the Double Post app for posting to Twitter and Facebook. Anyway, let me double tap on calendar to go into it. Now what it's done, it's gone straight into today view. So if I touch the top of the screen.
Today. Back button.
And if I flick to the right.
Convention. Gold Coast. QLD. Australia. From 13 to 14.
Okay, that's an appointment for the conference today.
Inspire, create, share, 2015
and
Australia.
That's another appointment for all day for the conference.
Computer, from 15 to 16, button.
Okay, that was an appointment from 1500 hours to 1600 hours from 3 to 4 this afternoon for karate. Okay, and that's all we have for the moment in day view. So I'll touch the top left hand side.
Today, back
and
button.
Double tap on the today back button, and it doesn't really go anywhere.
May.
Just goes back to the main screen on May. And if I flick to the right.
Monthly calendar. Today's date is the 2nd of May. Double tap to view today's events.
Double tap to view day's events. Keeping in mind that the calendar on the Apple Watch only goes from today's date forward 7 days, and that's it. Can do is change the today view to a list view for the 7 days. So if I flick back to
monthly calendar, today's date is the 2nd of May. Double tap to view today's events.
To view day's events, double tap on that.
Monthly calendar, today. Back button.
Now I do a force touch on the screen with one finger holding down.
List button.
Okay, it pops up and focuses on a list button. And if I double tap on that one, that's towards the top of the screen.
Back button.
I've now changed it from the today view, as in just today, to a 7 day week view. So if I flick to the right.
Today, heading.
Okay, today heading.
Inspire, create.
Okay, conference, share,
convention,
conference,
computer,
karate.
Belt, Sunday the 3rd of May.
Here's Sunday heading, the 3rd of May.
Convention, Gold Coast.
Convention again.
Monday the 4th of May.
Monday heading, the 4th of May.
Pre-recording talking tech and show notes for Vision Australia Radio. 9:13. Calendar.
Pre-recording talking tech for Vision Australia Radio. And that's on the general calendar on my iPhone. The previous entries on Saturday and Sunday where they were coming off the family sharing calendar. So I flick to the right again.
Team meeting, 9:10, family.
Okay, and it said family, it's the family sharing calendar. And that's a team meeting that my wife has to attend on Monday. So I flick to the right.
Work,
okay, that's my wife's work.
Erkan Assisa, 10:11, family.
And my wife had to write that down very quickly. It's supposed to say the air conditioning guy is actually visiting on Monday from 10 to 11. And flip to the right again.
Karate Owen.
Karate class martial arts for Owen, my other son. And what you can do, you can actually double tap and go into one of these entries. So if I double tap on that one for karate.
Monday the 4th of May. Back button.
Okay, flip to the right.
Karate Owen, 16:30, 17. 30.
That goes from 16:30 to 17:30, as in 4:30 to 5:30. Flick to the right.
Calendar. Heading. Family.
And tells me what calendar it's from, which is family.
Repeats. Heading.
And repeats.
Event will occur every week.
Event will occur every week. And that's it. Now, if I do a force touch on the screen now, one finger to hold down.
Directions. Button.
Because this has got the address in the calendar entry, I can double tap on directions and get directions to karate as well. So let me actually press the digital crown to come out of directions because I don't need directions.
Monday the 4th of May. Back button.
Okay, it's back to the Monday the 4th of May. Double tap on the back button.
Back button.
And I flick to the right.
Today. Heading.
I've gone back up the top to today. And you can also scroll through the 7-day view as well. So if I do a 2-finger swipe up.
Rows 2 to 4 of 23.
Okay, so if I want to get down to the bottom quickly.
Rows 9 to rows 11, rows 14 to 6, rows 16, rows 19 to rows 20, rows 21 to 23 of 23, rows 20 to 23 of 23.
Okay, touch the bottom of the screen.
Band practice, 15, 16, family.
Okay, so it's family calendar, and that was for my son's band practice from 1500 hours to 1600 hours, as in 3 to 4. Now I'll flip back one more.
Friday the 8th of May.
I can tell it's the Friday the 8th of May. So again, I can scroll back up the top quickly. 2-finger scroll down. Okay, and I'm back. Flick to the right.
Today, heading.
If I go back.
Back button.
And double tap on the back button again.
May.
I'm back at this initial screen about May, current month.
Monthly calendar. Today's date is the 2nd of May.
Monthly calendar. Today's date is the 2nd of May. Go back into it again.
Monthly calendar. Today. Heading.
And then if I flick to the right.
Inspired. Sunday the 3rd of May.
Okay, I'm still in the week view. And again, I could force touch and go back into the dialogue. And the list button is now going to say day. Double tap on that button and it puts me back in just to day view. I actually quite like having the full 7 days there to have a look at. I just want to show you the other two places where you can access your calendar. And then we'll try and do an appointment with the calendar just using Siri. So I'm going to press the digital crown once. Press it again.
Clock.
In the middle for the clock app. Press it again.
Clock face. 22:23.
Okay, back to the clock face. And now I'm using the modular clock face. So on this clock face, I've left the
22.
Calendar in the middle. So I touch the middle of my screen.
1300 hours to 1400 hours. Convention, Gold Coast, QLD, Australia.
And I can double tap to view in the calendar. The other way to have a look at what's coming up in your calendar is, of course, to go to Glances. And you get to Glances on the clock face by doing a 2-finger swipe up.
Settings. Connected.
Okay, so I'm in the settings glance. Now I'm going to do a 2-finger swipe to the left to move right to get to my calendar glance.
Now playing. Page 2 of 9.
It's now playing.
Battery. Page 3 of 9.
It's battery.
Activity. Page 4 of 9.
That's activity.
Calendar. Page 6 of
9. And here's the calendar. So touch top of the screen.
Saturday.
Okay, it says Saturday.
Swipe
click
up
to the right.
To select a two.
Two, as in the second.
13, 14.
Okay, and the same thing. It's giving
swipe
me the
down to select a custom action.
Next current or future appointment, and that's that current one.
Convention, Gold Coast QLD.
And of course, if I double tapped it, would also take me into the calendar. Okay, I'm going to press the digital crown to come out.
22:30.
And I've come out of the glance back to the clock face. I'm going to put an appointment in using Siri. Otherwise, you have to use your iPhone to put appointments in. So I'm going to make an appointment for today at 11 p.m. to see the dentist. I'm going to hold the digital crown in. Make a dentist appointment for 11 p.m. today.
It's on your calendar for today.
Open calendar.
Calendar. Back button.
Flick to the right.
Today. Heading.
Today.
Inspire.
Okay, expire,
convention,
and there's a dentist.
Calendar.
It's a nice quick way to put in a calendar entry. So that completes this demo of a bit of a play around with the calendar app on the Apple Watch. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.
For more information on Apple Watch, other products, and accessible applications, visit www.applevis.com.